Three, two, one. One.
On my end, it sounded like Jake and I clapped at the same time.
Yeah, we did.
Whoa. Do you guys hear that? It's a fourth member.
That sounds like Between Buds.
It does.
The podcast you're listening to.
Yeah.
Whoa. Really?
It seems like we have a special guest.
I'm afraid so.
You're afraid of me? I'm sorry.
I'm afraid of everyone.
That's a fair assessment. You own copious amounts of weapons, and you're a black belt.
Okay, we don't need to tell the world that, but... And I'm not... Okay.
Why not? Why does the world not need to know that you're well-armed and capable of using every goddamn thing you have?
I don't want to draw attention to myself, you know?
Oh, because my dad, they're going to know where you live.
When I would go to the store with my dad when I was a kid, if, like, young boys would pick on me in the store, he would tell me, he'd be like, oh, she's a black belt. And I'd be like, Dad, stop. And one time this kid tried to, he was like, oh, really? Well, can you do this? And he had, like, a bag of dog food, and he put it on his shoulders and, like, squatted with it. And he was like, can you lift this much? And I was like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, 9. Leave me alone.
Do you even
This is our good friend, bro? Kelly. By the way,
yeah,
our good friend Kelly.
Hi, I am Kelly, the good friend.
She's a friend, but I don't know if she's good.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
No problem.
So I've known Jake for over a decade. I've known Tyler for a couple of years, and I had my first real conversation with Adam yesterday. So
yeah,
very well rounded right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, tell yourself about yourself, because you're our only audience member.
Oh, yes.
Megan, hello. We know you're listening.
That's true. Megan doesn't know you, apparently.
Yes. well, I'm very annoying, so sorry in advance. I paint things. I music things. I... kick things, and I exist in the same plane of existence everybody else does.
Yay.
Yeah.
I remember when I first met Kelly, she was like, guess my middle name, it's Super White.
It is, yeah. Okay, well, here, Adam, you don't know it, guess my middle name. I have two middle names, but guess the first one, because the second one, nobody ever guesses, but... First one's super easy.
We said Super White, so it makes me want to guess, like, Janet.
Okay, so it's super, every, by Super White, every white girl has this middle name. Super easy. And it's not Janet. Mm. I don't think I've ever met a real person named Janet, but.
No one has.
They're not real.
She's a stripper, and now she's a warden. I don't even remember what your middle name is.
Me either.
Okay, well then you can guess too. What do you think it is?
What's the first letter of the name?
E.
Elizabeth.
Yes. Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Don't, oh god.
Come now, Elizabeth.
Okay, the second one is far more bizarre in.
Isn't another name from that book?
No, Elizabeth is not from the Iron Tower trilogy either. Elizabeth is my grandma's name on my dad's side, and then the second middle name was her mother's name. And that's, I'll just tell you it because it's dumb. It's Bavona.
It's what?
Bavona. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
What is that? Grandma, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but your mom's name sucks.
Wow. Wow.
If my grandma listens to this, she would disown me.
Well, we're sending it to your grandma.
No, she doesn't know how to use technology. She sent her first text last year.
I'll send it to Danner and have Danner show it to her.
Danner lives in Louisiana now, so.
Well.
He has no way of contacting her.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn. Okay, speaking of the first time,
oh my god, Kelly, you're gonna tell the knife story again.
No, I'm not thinking of the knife story. I'm thinking of the first time we met, period.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Oh.
No.
Oh. This is worse than the knife story.
Oh, it's far worse than the knife story. That's an innocent haha funny. Kelly pulled a knife out in a restaurant. That's funny. No, yes, ooh, you did.
I did not.
I like your cut, G.
I like it cut, G.
Adam, have we ever told you the story about the first time Kelly and I met?
No, you have not.
Okay, so I think it was like 2009 or something, right?
You people are old.
Yeah, well, so we were still using Skype, believe it or not, back in the day, playing Minecraft with our good friend Steven. And Steven introduced me to Kelly.
It was the E-Dog server.
And then, you know, we hung out for, like, the rest of that day and everything. And Steven gets off, everyone get off. And the next day I get on and Steven's not on. And the only person that's online is Kelly. And I'm like, why not? And I message her and I'm like, hey, do you want to hang out? And so she's like, yeah, sure, why not? So we're on Minecraft and we're just messing around. And for some ungodly reason, I cannot explain why I was doing this at the age of, we'll set a
12
years
nine.
Ago now. 12 years ago. I was 8 or something like that.
I think we were a little older than that because I was
9. No, 10 maybe. I don't remember.
I was like 11 when I met Steven and them. So
anyway, probably 11. So I was making a swastika on Steven's creative plot. Not even my own, on Steven's plot.
I guess some reason he gave you all of us admin on his plot.
Well, yeah, because we built this whole like big like school thing or something. Yeah. But so I was building it and I'm just like laughing and Kelly comes in and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, I'm just making a swastika on Steven's plot. So she starts laughing. And I'm like, here, and I add her to the plot, and I'm like, help me cover his plot in swastika. Swastika's a Nazi paraphernalia. So I made a pixelated Hitler.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
We put like a pentagram on top of the school and like a lava swastika in the middle of, like, it was the like some fucked up shit.
It was bad. Yeah, no, it was not.
But then, you know, we're on my plot probably like the next day or so. We're just chilling. We built like this big castle thing and we were just like spam placing our heads all over the place.
Yeah.
And you know, I just turn around and I see Steven standing behind us. And I start laughing, and he just, I don't remember what he said in chat, but he was like, I hate you both. Apparently an admin had been called to his plot and saw it and warned him that they were going to ban him if he didn't take care of it.
We almost got him banned from the E-Dog server. Oh, man. And I got Jake divorced in Minecraft by accident.
Oh, yeah.
Because we put our heads everywhere on his plot, and we had built this castle that was
I had apparently found a Minecraft girlfriend on that server, and she showed up to my plot and goes, oh my god, you're cheating on me, and I said, who the fuck are you?
I don't even know who you are.
Me with you, my will. Roblox bitches back in the day. I was a player on Roblox, dude. I was getting on every high school role play. My biggest thing was vampire role play. I was super into that. I was making boyfriends left and right. But I never got my one true love, all right? My first ever friend on Roblox. His name was Ninja Boy 1080. Ninja Boy, if you're watching this, hit me up, man. He's not, but if he...
I'm telling your boyfriend.
No, I don't want to date him. I just want to talk to him because he. I remember I asked him out, like...
Your boyfriend's name is Brett, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's hey, probably going to listen
to this. Hi, honey.
Hey, Brett. Kelly, Kelly's trying to talk to Ninja Boy. How does that make you feel?
He already knows about the story, but I remember Ninja Boy was my first friend. He and I would hang out all the time. We would play Build to Survive the Zombies together. It was awesome. And then, well, because my name was Ninja Ace 85, and his name was Ninja Boy. And I was like, oh, it's meant to be. So I sent him a message, and I was like, would you be interested in, like, going out with me sometime? And he said, no, I'm not really, like, I'm not comfortable doing that overline, but we, like, online, but, like, we can still be friends. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And we talked every single day. Mm-hmm. And then one day he stopped getting online, and I was very sad, and I've not heard from him since. But we would send each other happy birthday messages. It was fucking great, man. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, Ninja Boy, if you're listening to this, message me back on Roblox, because I'm pretty sure I wished you happy birthday again in like 2018 to try to reconnect, and you never replied. So, yeah. Get back on it.
By the way, I'm just gonna assume that you're gonna force Brett to listen to this, right?
Probably, yeah.
So, man, what? Why do you eat coffee grounds, my guy?
What the fuck, yeah, dude?
I forgot that she was dating an American hero.
Yeah.
Brett. You're an inspiration to us all.
Like, look, I get your logic and everything, but like, why? Isn't it like disgusting? Does it not taste like shit?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't even taste. Like, I think I've asked him before, and he's like,
He just has perpetual COVID.
Yeah.
He watches One Piece.
Well, he eats.
He watches One Piece. He has no sense of taste.
I'm gonna expose him on the podcast that no one listens to, but he eats so many weird things that I feel like coffee grounds is like nothing for him, because he'll get bored and he'll be like, God, you know, I'm hungry. But he won't make food. He'll just get like a bottle of A1 sauce or Worcestershire sauce, and like he'll just drink it. And then if he does eat something that's a snack, he doesn't get like crackers and cheese or like make himself a sandwich. That takes too long. So he'll just get like a block of cheese.
Hey.
And just eat it.
I'm going to be careful, though. That's how you get constipated.
Oh, yeah. He is all the time.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Moving on from my boyfriend's eating habits.
Speaking of sauce, okay? Uh-huh. We were talking about the barbecue sauce earlier, and you reminded me of something. And I think it's I might be the only person that's ever tried this sauce before. Like, I genuinely do not believe.
I don't think that's true.
That other people would buy this sauce by looking at it. They would just be like, no, that sounds gross. Because I was when I first saw it. But let me tell you something.
I know where this is going.
Sweet Baby Ray's teriyaki sauce is the best fucking teriyaki sauce you can buy in a bottle from a store.
Why would that be gross? Sweet Baby Ray's is just the brand, right?
Well, yeah, but like when I look at it, my first instinct is like, ew, gross. It's going to taste like barbecue teriyaki, but it does not. See, like, you know, most teriyaki sauce, if you get it from a store or something, it's either like it's too liquidy or it's like too salty, like not enough sweet in the sauce at all.
Gotta be honest, I'm not that experienced in teriyaki sauce.
What? So. I figured you would be.
Seeing
how much you fucking like love Asian food.
I got soy sauce out the wazoo and like sesame seed oil, but it's also what my mom buys, and she won't use teriyaki sauce.
Okay,
so.
Well, like for reference, most sauces that you get, like even if you get the thicker ones, a lot of them just taste like soy sauce. Like it's just like thick soy sauce, or it's just soy sauce branded as teriyaki sauce. But like teriyaki is supposed to be kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. And the Sweet Baby Ray's teriyaki sauce / glaze is like, it's the perfect consistency. It's sweet. It's salty.
Hey, Sweet Kikoman Baby Ray's, sponsor us. Sponsor us.
Sweet Baby Ray's, I have vouched for you my entire life. Your barbecue sauce is unmatched.
Oh, but except for McDonald's barbecue sauce.
No. No.
What did you call yourself earlier? God's chosen one?
I'm God's chosen.
Sauce picker.
The God of McDonald's sauce.
Ronald himself.
I am Ronald McDonald.
Goddled.
Goddled.
Ronald McGobbled.
Monald Rick Donald.
What? Is Ronald McDouble his turkey sona?
Oh, God.
Oh.
What's your persona? Post it in the comments below.
My persona is Ronald McDonald Grimace. The Hamburglar is my persona. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Can we just, I just want to mention something about McDonald's, okay? You know, like, people are like, you know, do you know how chicken nuggets are made? How can you still eat those? I'm like, bro, it's literally just like you take chicken and then you blend it. That's chicken nugget.
And then they put it back together and then it's fried.
Like, it's only gross if you really think about, like, what parts of the chicken it is. But people eat the heart, the liver, like, all that shit just by itself all the time. So it's like...
Yeah.
Worse things have been in my mouth than a chicken nugget, so...
Alright, that's where that went.
Can I say something kind of cursed in terms of food?
Oh, sure. God.
Oh.
So earlier I was having a snack. It was like just some chips and some onion dip.
Yeah.
I was in living with my mom. Otherwise, I would have done something a little cursed. Because you see, we have like a candy dish and there's a bunch of Hershey Kisses in it. Uh-oh. I was like, I was like, what if you put a Hershey Kiss in French onion dip? Like,
why would you think that?
French onion kiss.
That's how I think.
French onion kiss.
Dude, we gotta serve that at the restaurant.
I hate you.
French onion kiss.
Tyler, was there some combination I did that, like, absolutely made, like, you were distraught after I did it? I can't remember what it was. It might have been when I put steak in ketchup.
Ew, what? Why?
I did it as a joke. I had this thing of ketchup. We were at O'Charlie's.
Oh, yeah.
I just looked Tyler dead in the eyes and just smacked a piece of my steak into the ketchup and then ate it. I mean, it's not bad, but it's definitely not better than just eating the steak.
I mean, didn't I dip my steak in honey mustard?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So. That sounds good.
It wasn't bad.
But do you guys put ketchup on your eggs?
Something? No.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah. Thank you, Adam.
I've been considering trying Cholula with eggs.
The fuck is that?
It's like a hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
It's the only hot sauce I've enjoyed so far. Frank's Red Hot, if you're listening, fuck, your sauce is trash. Like, you need to stop.
I get,
bro, you are selling spicy vinegar. That's all you are selling.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, Jake, you were the sauce connoisseur.
The condiment.
Well, I hated hot sauce until I tried Cholula. Like, I literally would not eat any hot sauce. I don't like Texas Pete. I don't like Frank's.
I'm a bitch, and I can't handle anything spicy, so...
There's this from the Hot Ones sauces, like this garlic hot sauce. It's the most mild one, and it fucking smacks. We ate that whole bottle in almost a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fucking bitch. Like, whenever I get sushi and they put wasabi on that side, on the side, even if it so much as, like, touches the side of the sushi and, like, there's not even any on it, but the wasabi juice is on the sushi, I can't handle it.
So when you come up to visit, we're definitely doing Hot Ones Part 2.
Yeah, and I'll cry, but we can. I'll do it if it's
for content. Dude, I fucking cried. I teared up.
But I know I'm gonna I'm gonna be like ugly, sobbing, coughing, almost throwing up. Okay. Probably. I can't. My dad's gonna be disappointed in me because my dad loves spice. But
next time, we need to heat up the wings the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time.
Okay, outside, so, please, what? For the love of God, can we grill them outside?
What we did was we coated the wings first, then baked them in the oven.
Which is what you're supposed to. That's what they do on Hot Ones.
Uh-huh.
But we did all of them at once.
Yeah, and it made the air thick and spicy.
Yeah, we didn't really have ventilation.
Whose house did you do this at?
My
Tyler's.
House.
Dude, the house was spicy for the next, like, 2 hours. I'm not even kidding.
How did your parents feel about that?
His mom thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But what happened when I went to go pull out the wings... I breathed in the hot sauce fumes, and my esophagus just seared.
It was like breathing in pepper spray.
Yeah. Yes.
You basically just gassed your house with
spice.
Yeah, it really was. Like, I had to go outside. I was coughing so bad. Like,
we all did.
Damn.
Well, I had to go outside first, because I started coughing worse than anybody else. Like, I was, like, coughing up, like... I couldn't swallow. Like, I was literally just coughing and like, saliva was coming out of my face.
You know, the only equivalent I have to that is when my littlest brother, Ferrix, makes, when it's his turn to make dinner, a lot of the time, if he puts something in the oven and, like, part of it falls out or, like, falls onto the bottom of the oven, he won't clean it out. And so when he goes to make dinner again, he just continues to burn whatever is at the bottom of the oven. And it just
he
smells like the house is on fire.
I just love us running around coughing and going, why is it spicy?
That's the part you should have been filming.
Yeah, well, we didn't film anything. Someone
Tyler
doesn't know how their own fucking camera works, apparently.
We only got 20 minutes. I can stop this right now.
No!
Hey. I'll quit.
We all just go on strike from the
We're pulling podcast. A Beatles already.
I'll fire everyone, then quit.
I have dibs on Ringo.
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 There was a story I was trying to tell before the podcast started, and you all told me to hold it, but now I can't remember what it was.
Something about what your brother did.
No, the Skyrim experience.
Skyrim, yes. Yeah. She's never played Fallout, neither has Adam shamed them in the comments, okay, which I don't think are a thing on Spotify, but shame them in your heads.
I'm the second child, so I watched my brother play Fallout, but I never played it because I was too scared. I also forced him to play my Barbie and the Magical Pegasus game because I was too afraid of the boss fight. But for some reason, to me, that meant I couldn't play the entire game up until the boss fight either. I was just too scared to play the whole game, so I made him play it. And he must have beat that thing like 100 times for me. So, Danner, if you're listening to this, thank you for doing that. But it was very fun watching you kill the evil man with the light beams. Anyway... my Skyrim experience goes as follows. I was playing on PS4, which was probably, or PS3, which was probably my first problem. Because I'm also not good at anything on console.
Okay, yeah. I got really offended for a second.
But I made my character and like I started and I think I was like a mage or something. I don't remember. I don't even
As your first character?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think I was a cat person too because I thought that was cool. I was a furry. Anyway, my Skyrim experience ended after I finished the first quest or the like intro quest where they burn the fucking village down and stuff. And I just had to walk through the forest to get to the other area, right? And I ran into a bandit. Okay, and he completely fucked me up, and I died. And I was too frustrated to continue, so I never played again. I had one sword in one hand and fire in the other, and I couldn't figure out how to hit him with either, and he just killed me.
Damn.
Yeah. So now you can make fun of me and flame me for it, because that was really stupid, but...
Bro, Kelly's hand has never touched the beacon, and it shows.
I can't even be offended because I don't know what that means. So. I've touched a beacon in Minecraft, so fuck.
Don't worry, you don't want to know. There's this item called Meridia's Beacon in Skyrim, and right. It starts the quest line to get this sword called Dawnbreaker, which I mean, like, it's a cool sword and it's like really good for like the first 15 or so levels, and then it's just kind of trash.
Yeah.
But like. Meridia's Beacon, when you hit a certain level, it'll start to spawn in chests, and it's always like the end chest of a dungeon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you pick it up, all of a sudden this really, really loud voice plays like through like the game, and it's a new hand touches the beacon, and she does like 3 or 4 minute monologue about how you have to bring the beacon to her, and so, like, after your first playthrough, every time you get to the point where Meridia's Beacon spawns and you see it, you're just like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, I've definitely never done that.
A new hand touches
the beacon. I've made a beacon in Minecraft in survival mode.
Hey, that's pretty spicy.
Yeah, I almost destroyed my boyfriend's friend's server in the process because I saw the way I spawned the wither, but it's okay. They ended up destroying the server themselves anyway later, but after I made my beacon, which I was pissed about. But yeah, because I dug into the ground and then I put his ass in like this little chamber that I carved out under a mountain, and he still fucked everything up and almost, or he did escape and he almost like ruined the side of the world that I was on. But it's okay because he didn't, and I killed him.
Nice.
I still haven't beaten the Ender Dragon in survival mode, though.
Neither have I. We're trying right now.
I'm trying to in my own solo world right now. But
I've got a Fortune 3 Unbreaking Pickaxe. And I went out mining the other day and came back with like 3 stacks of diamonds in half an hour.
Damn.
You break 2 ores and it's like, hey, here's 20 diamonds.
I can't stand mining a lot of the time, so I'll use an X-ray texture pack sometimes. Not only legally. Nah, I don't use it on servers where I'm
Yeah, allowed. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Josh thinks I use an X-ray.
I've never used one on any of our servers because I know Steven would get mad at me.
Oh my god, you have no idea. You have no idea.
How would he even know? I've never done it.
Dude, I don't know.
He would find a way.
He would find a way.
He just innately sense. Like, as soon as you turn on, his eyes just open up. He just sits up in his bed.
He'd use his, like, DMI.
Wait.
Pause.
No. Pause.
We should explain why that's funny to us.
Yeah, I've started doing this thing. So, we've played Monopoly, what, 2 or 3 times recently?
Yeah.
And I've won every time, I think. But, like, I get my, it was in person, though, so I mean, it's like, yeah.
Without you, fuck.
Because I got My Hero Academia Monopoly for my birth, or for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I've won every time we've played so far. And, like, as soon as I get enough money to start building houses and stuff, like, I'll roll. And then Adam will go to pick the dice up, but I'm just like, pause, while I, like, buy houses.
We should get on Tabletop Simulator tonight and play Monopoly.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for the past 3 times I've gotten on.
Well, I agree, but also I want to watch more of My Hero.
Well, we can
do so we can play too. One game of Monopoly and then My Hero.
Yeah. I mean,
do you
unless
work tomorrow?
Yeah. I have work until I work Thursday and Friday.
That's whack.
So, well, I gotta make that money. Trying to go to school.
Anyway. I'm not really sure where else to take this conversation.
Yeah.
I can tell the knife story good. That you briefly mentioned.
Oh yeah, the knife story.
It's pretty straightforward. We're eating dinner and you go, hey, check this out. Flip.
It was under the table. He insists it wasn't.
It wasn't. I will go get my mom, I swear to God. I will go get her. She was there.
It was the first time Jake and I ever met, and we were eating at a buffet place, and I had this cool pocket knife that I had just gotten, and I was like, hey, check this out, and I flipped it out under the table, and Jake was like, whoa, put that away, and that now he tells everybody I pulled a knife on him in a restaurant, which I did not. I just wanted
until
to
until you pulled a knife on me. I said you pulled a knife out.
Okay, huh, Tyler, when you're editing this, how he said at the beginning of this, he said she pulled a knife on me. And if I'm wrong, you did. I'm absolutely
did not.
Convinced. If I'm wrong, you can sue me.
Listen, Kelly, that's your name.
Yeah.
I forgot. But listen, editing is like above our budget. Editing is above our budget.
What do you mean? Just get like
Nah.
You can edit on fucking iMovie. What are you talking about?
We don't.
It's also too much.
We just upload. We just convert it to MP3 and upload it same day.
That's
if we can.
So fucking gay, dude. What?
Well, you haven't had an issue with the podcast thus far.
Well, I haven't. No, but I thought. Well, Tyler, how do you edit your ad into the beginning? How do you?
It automatically adds it.
Cool.
It,
Damn.
Bougie, I guess? No, that's not. No, because you don't do... What?
All right.
I can't believe you don't edit.
What? I don't even think Kelly understands that reference.
It probably means something different to me. Cause... That's a noise I make constantly, so... That's why
I think we're going to end off the episode here, because apparently we're going to play Monopoly or watch anime, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was fun, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, come back whenever you want. We only do this every now and then.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Wait, should we each have like a closing statement? Like
everything? Oh yeah, we did that last time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Hugs, not drugs, kids. Stay hydrated. Don't run with scissors. And if he only has one pillow, it's a red flag. Don't talk to him.
I have three.
That's what I'm saying. If you only have one, and especially if it's like super flat or something, not good. This is a red flag I got from TikTok this morning, and I'm sharing it with you, and it's very accurate. So
keep your pants dry, your dreams wet, and remember, hugs, not drugs.
Yes. Oh, I miss Bob Ross. Okay. Adam, your turn.
If you see any signs and they're not pinned down well enough, feel free to steal them.
Yes, steal signs.
Yeah. Steal signs, don't do drugs.
If the sign stealing crime goes up in Newton, we know that we have more than just three listeners.
Well, it already has.
She got a knock on your door the next morning.
Yeah. Tyler, we should tell him what we did at Jacob's Fork today.
Oh, so there was this post with two signs on it. Imagine the front of my hand, like the palm. We turned it so it was facing the other direction.
Yeah.
Like we turned the we picked up the post, turned it 180 degrees, and put it back in the ground.
Oh, I thought you were saying you just turned your hand the other direction. No. I was like, Tyler, that's not impressive. That's basic human function.
You fucking walnut.
No, yeah, we took the post, took it out of the ground, flipped it 180 degrees, and put it back.
Mm-hmm. We just walked away.
Yep.
So, was that vandalism?
Probably.
Maybe.
We also stole a little bit of the sign.
Why?
Why would you admit to that?
No, I'm kidding.
My friends and I have totally taken bricks from a town in North Carolina, like off the sidewalk, because they were loose, and we were like, wouldn't it be funny if we just walked home with these? And we did.
That's what we thought about the post.
Yeah.
It was great. Well, my friend Andrew put them in his back pockets and he goes, "Hey y'all, I'm Dummy Brick." That's been the name of our group chat ever since.
Colonel.
Yeah. We took like six of them. There's still one in my car. Tyler, your closing statement.
Remember, may your ass be fat and your dreams be glorious.
I thought it was just going to be let your ass be fat. And
yeah.
Damn, girl. You shit with them last year?